Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we're celebrating 400 episodes. We discuss Angela Bassett doing the thing, Chris Olsen's scandalous gay celebrity rendezvous, and the yassified woman at the airport with the tube of mayo. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Happy 400!
Happy 400 episodes.
The quattennial, the quatcentennial.
Four score and 400 podcast episodes ago.
Ooh-wee. What happened 400 podcast episodes ago? Do you remember? Do you recall?
Well, I noticed that it was our 400th episode coming up, which is today. Now, here we are. And I think sometimes we often flag these milestone episodes, but then don't actually do anything special.
Bitch, we upload. That's something special.
Have we ever celebrated a, like, monumental number?
How is 400 more monumental than 401?
Somebody said, I was telling a friend, I said, well, it's our 400th episode. And they said, is that a big deal? I said, how many episodes does your podcast have?
You know what? I actually will say I do think it's a big deal. That's a lot of episodes.
Would you rather have a big deal or a big squeal?
A big squeal. A big squeal. A big squeal. Yes.
So, wee.
Well, that was kind of a little squeal.
Well, and maybe in another 400, you'll get a big squeal out of me.
So what about squeal or no squeal?
I love it. All pigs, okay. All suitcases.
Oh. The models are holding pigs.
And the models are pigs.
Oh, a pig holding a pig? Pigs in a blanket.
Pig in a wig.
Pig in a wig. Well, can you make leather out of pig?
What is leather if not pig skin?
Oh, pig skin. Hey,
I don't know what
we are so topical. Come on, Super Bowl.
I don't know what leather's made out of. Dried
leather
cow?
It's got to
be
cow.
It's got to be cow.
Yes, I think usually they're doing cow these days.
What's all about how now, brown cow?
Well, how now, brown cow?
Why not? What's another color?
Green.
How lean cow
green. Green. How?
I think people are going to think we're stoned and we're not.
How now, purple nurple?
No, I don't want the purple nurple.
No.
So what were we saying? So here we are. I don't think we're doing anything special for the 400th episode.
I prepared a little game.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
I actually did a little bit of homework for this. So maybe we do each have something? What did you do?
I brought a little game I like to call... Over or under 400 edition.
Is it talking about my bite?
Nope. So I say something and you have to tell me if you've done it more than 400 times or less than 400 times.
Okay, I'm into this.
Forehead kisses.
Under. I would like
you've done. You've given less than 400.
Well, do wait, kisses. Hold on. Do animals count?
Yes.
Okay, then maybe over.
What? A dog pushed you over the edge?
I am a big fan of giving a cat or a dog a little forehead kiss.
Okay. Okay.
I think kind. About, I'm not trying to kiss their mouth.
Over, under. lip kisses.
Over.
Oh.
I did that this weekend.
Over, under.
Wait, which lips?
But your upstairs lips.
Okay, got it. Got it. Still same.
Okay. Over, under.
Are you thinking are you thinking of these in real time? You didn't come with a list.
Shush. Non-repeat hookups. Like individual is your list over or under 400?
Not including a repeat. Like
how many people are on the list?
I definitely hooked up with my ex more than 400 times. Over.
No, that's not what the question is at all.
I guess we're moving on to the next question.
Yeah, I don't know because like if how many does years holding, have you been active?
Does holding hands count?
No, you stupid.
Wow. Okay.
Over, under, Judge Judy. episodes recorded on your TV.
Oh, God. I would definitely be under, but if we're talking about like clips and stuff too, like, because now people post her stuff on TikTok, which is mostly how I consume
it. No. I'm saying like episodes that have been recorded onto your TV.
More than 400, definitely less than 400. She moved to Amazon and now I don't watch anymore.
Oh, damn. She lost her number one fan.
She really did. I did text my dad. There was a big ice storm in Michigan today, and my dad sent us a picture of all the downed trees, and two huge trees from his neighbor's yard fell in his yard, and he said, can't believe I have to clean that up. And I was very quickly to reply, Judge Judy would say that's their responsibility. Anyways, over or under? Hey, you brought
up
Judge
Judy. Well,
that
concludes our game of over and under.
Okay, I came up with a game.
Go on.
Well, actually, so I listened to the very first episode of the podcast in preparation for our 400th episode. I don't think I've actually really listened to any of the old episodes myself ever because I'm always like, oh, God, what's that going to be about? But I listened and I made it through and I laughed. We're funny.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we have it. And when we have it, we have it.
It was very weird to listen to how like YouTube, internet, culture-y focused it was back then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not in a bad way. It's just what our lives entailed. So it was very like, oh my God, we had a busy summer of all of these what are they called?
Speaking events or tour stops?
VidCons.
Conventions.
Conventions is the word I was looking for. But yeah, apparently there was one part which I didn't remember, and you were saying that I had been like I was being interviewed on your behalf by some outlet or magazine or somebody that was all, well, you've been friends with Tyler for a long time. How has he changed? And you know what I said? I said he hasn't changed at all. We still hang out and eat Doritos in the summertime.
Oh. Is it true?
Well, you said it wasn't true. You said we never have eaten Doritos in the summertime.
I can't. I'm trying to think of a specific time that we have. I can't think of it.
Well, I can't either, but I was put on the spot. You know I don't do well.
So you
press.
Lied to the press? You lied to the press.
Well, contractually, you made me.
So I was checking out at Trader Joe's yesterday, and as one does, and she goes, would you like a free bag of chips?
Yes, always yes.
I said, and I gasped, and I said, yes, always yes.
I just gasped.
Well, I gasped.
Are we gaspy Gussie girls?
Yeah, from time to time. Only when the moment calls for it do we do it. Well, they were these salsa verde chips.
Okay, into it. How green were they?
They're green.
A big bag or a little bag?
Medium.
Okay.
You like filled sufficiently.
Like medium, like, you know how...
A matte finish on the bag.
You know how kettle chips, that's like a medium bag. Like, even their big bags, really only medium, I would say.
Okay, well, my point is, they were giving them away for free, and then I got home and I tried one, and I
Too spicy?
With a blind taste test, I would have said, baby, this is a Doritos, a Cool Ranch Dorito.
Oh, wow.
I thought, oh, the people don't even know.
How much cheaper than a normal bag free. Of Doritos? Well, not forever.
10,000,000% free.
That's a bad business model.
I thought, what's wrong with them? And I immediately checked the expiration date. Not that that would stop me. But then I was like, well, maybe they're just trying. Maybe they know that once you pop, the fun don't stop. If you get them in the door, they'll never leave type of thing.
Would you purchase? Would you spend your hard-earned cash?
Well, here I am saying that it was up to par with my favorite Dorito.
Wow. When's the last time you had Doritos in the summertime?
Probably when we lived together. if I had to recall.
You're right.
If I have to recall.
We also, in the first episode, we also did, it was when we were naming what color the other person was wearing so that we could describe our looks for the viewers at home.
Well, Corey is currently wearing a cloud-imbued Pisces experience, a sweater that yells over and over and over, Pisces, Pisces, Pisces.
Well, it is Pisces season, baby.
Written in a salmon block font.
It's more red.
Oh, okay. Now my turn.
Tyler is wearing overalls. Some call them cover sums. It is as brown as a bear's butthole.
Ooh. Cocaine bears?
As brown as cocaine bear's butthole. It's got some clasps. They look a metal of sorts. Oh. Underneath that, he's shirtless. Tits out for the boys.
Oh.
No, just kidding. He's wearing a... Your shirt actually looks what I would call true blueberry.
Mm. Yeah, you know what? Yes.
It is giving yes. blueberry. I wasn't going to say navy. I would say true blueberry. Hey, speaking of berries.
What?
Do you think blackberries are actually black?
I haven't given it much thought. Well, maybe, yes.
I am in my blackberry era.
Are they probably purple? They're more purple.
They're like a purpley blue. Some might even say blurple.
Ah. Okay.
I'm in my blackberry era. I get a big thing of them every time I go to the grocery store. I just eat them right by themselves, right out of the thing.
And I'm not into blackberries. Oh, I do like how non-mushy they are.
I am a berry girl through and through. Strawberry, yes. Blueberry, blackberry, raspberry, yes.
Yes, yes. Raspberries to me are too fragile. Like, if you have a mixed bowl of berries, the raspberries are really muddying it up.
They do. It's because the middle part's kind of gone.
Well, I don't like that.
I do. I think raspberries are divine.
Okay. I like all berries. Berries are good. Oops, all berries, yum.
Berries are my fruit, man. Dude, berries are where it's at.
Anyway.
Fuck yeah, berries.
Hey, can we talk about Angela Bassett?
Did she do the thing?
She did the thing.
I have a question. WWABD.
Go on.
What would Angela Bassett do?
The thing, clearly. For the people who are listening in 10 years from now.
For the straights who don't know what's happening this week.
Will you explain what the hell, what it is?
The funny thing.
The BAFTA. Do you know what a BAFTA is?
This is what's funny is you think
Gaga
I know.
Gaga has a BAFTA.
You think I know anything about this? I know. I've never heard of this woman before she
Crouton's
sang.
Barking. Do you hear him?
No. I've never heard of this woman before she sang at the BAFTAs. Well, now I heard him bark. I don't know what the BAFTAs are. I know it is award season, and I know there were actors and actresses there. But I don't know. Is it the People's Choice Awards of where it's, of wherever I think it's BAFTA the, is?
I feel like it's the British Oscars, maybe.
If only it's, one of us could Google what BAFTA means.
I'm on their Twitter page right now, and it's not really telling me.
The British
supporting and celebrating talent in the film, games, and television industries. Yeah, located in London, UK. London, England.
Okay, well, the British Academy Film Awards, their statuette is that David?
David!
Who's that Which man? One? That statue of David?
Who's that chick? Who's that chick? Remember when RuPaul sang, Who's That Chick?
I can't confirm. Yes, I do remember that. I can't confirm what their statuette thing is. It's got like a green marble base, and then it's like a face.
Okay.
Of
it
a
doesn't
man,
matter.
Of a man. It's a BAFTA.
It's like a mask or a
oh my know, god,
an
it
actor's
is.
Mask.
It's like
it's an
Jim,
actor's mask.
It's like Jim Carrey in the mask.
Yes, it's giving mask.
I'm sorry, but mask. If I had a BAFTA on my mantle, which I will someday, I'm sure at nighttime it would scare me. I would think somebody's face was looking at me.
Can you look through it? Are the eyes open? Holes?
I don't understand why more BAFTA receivers don't hold it up to their face and be like,
I'd be giving my speech through the BAFTA.
I'd be
putting my tongue through the eyeball hole and being like, bloop, 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 bloop. Thank you to the people.
I hope that after the BAFTA parties at the BAFTAs.
Ooh, the BAFTA party.
Is just people all walking around holding it up to their face, a real who's behind that mask.
Who's it's that chick?
Very me at the 2019 New Year's Eve party. just kidding.
For those of you who were not in my living room for 2019 New Year's Eve,
we've had
Corey,
to have
or
told
sorry,
this
Corey,
story.
Corey was there, but for a brief, well, a big part of the night, he kept disappearing, and somebody else kept showing up in the same outfit that Corey was wearing, but with a 2019 mask over their eyes. You know how you can wear those glasses, and that person kept being like, "Who? Where is Corey?"
I'm sorry, I don't think we've met. And then pulling him in and saying, just kidding, it's Corey.
Okay, so back on topic. At the BAFTAs.
Oh, God. See,
which I don't think we've ever covered in the history of Psychobabble.
At the BAFTAs.
There's a first for everything. Ariana DeBose. DeBose?
I can't confirm or deny how to pronounce her name at all.
Maybe, I think an Oscar winner themselves, maybe a Tony winner or something.
Here's what like,
an esteemed artist.
I saw on Twitter this week that she also has an Oscar. I cannot confirm or deny. I did not fact check that. I saw that she is also a member of the LGBTQ plus community. I didn't confirm or deny that as well. But I did enjoy her rap from the BAFTAs of her.
So it was from what I gather from it, it was like a
shtick.
Introduction.
It was a skit.
A skit. Yes, it was a live performance.
She was
so she wrote it herself?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do we know anything?
No. All we know is that Angela Bassett did the thing.
And but Viola Davis was the woman king.
And Jamie Lee, you are all of us. I think I picked the most problem with that line. Is Jamie
a lot of people didn't like it.
Is Jamie Lee all of us?
Well, in the sense that she was in Everything Everywhere All at Once, I think they were trying to reference how we were all connected.
That went over my head if that's what they were doing. Anyways, Ariana DeBose was singing all of the female Best
nominees.
Actress and Best Supporting Actress nominees. She was going through both categories. And she had a little song/rap with all of the names, giving everyone their own shout out. Some were better than others.
Yeah, I started to see people doing remixes of it today. I saw somebody put it to Hey Kitty Girl as if it's a verse by a drag queen.
It sounds,
whatever.
It sounds like a verse from the RuPaul's Drag Race music challenge.
I loved it.
It's incredible.
I loved it as such. Well, I was really, honestly, I felt really bad as soon as I realized that she deleted her Twitter after the response to it went kind of bonkers. Because I think she was like, her feelings were probably hurt. So it wasn't like she messed up royally. It was just kind of an exasperated performance that was confusing and like bewildering. Never been done before. Unprecedented.
Unafraid to reference or not reference.
Very that.
Apparently people were having a lot to say on Twitter, as one does. The funny thing is, everyone that I saw was like laughing with her, not at her. So
I'm telling you, everyone needs to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed. The experience of being under the microscope by going viral, the tone of it is decided by how you respond to being perceived. And so by deleting her Twitter, I mean, I can't judge her for how she felt and what she does and how she like responds and copes with like the attention. But like, Corey had a perfect, what did you tweet? You tweeted, I said, like, she should have leaned in.
It made me sad. I found out late too, because I said I wasn't aware of any of who this person was or what. Shame on me, I guess. But anyways, yeah, I saw on Twitter that she had deleted her Twitter, and I was like, what a bummer. It reminded me of the Lea Michele thing, where it's like, she couldn't read. I was like, she should have leaned in sooner than she did. And it's like, I think Ariana should have done the same. If people are always going to have
Ariana. Ariana.
This is Ariana DeBose.
Oh, I thought you were saying Ariana Grande couldn't read.
Oh my God. Keep up.
I'm back.
No. So I was saying Ariana, instead of deleting her Twitter, I would be dropping a remix. I would be retweeting all of the remixes that people are making for me. I saw T. Kyle made a funny one. I saw the Drag Race one was hilarious. I would drop my own remix. I would ask Kelly Clarkson if I could come on her show and perform it, which you know Kelly would like say yes and eat that up. Anyone's gonna
There's such an opportunity for it to like already has legs, it already has right. Like the world's eyes, like it could really be its own experience. And you know how gays love to rally behind something that's like camp. This was an experience,
very that. And same thing, I would drop it on Spotify. I don't know if she's got the rights.
I would add it to a playlist.
I don't know if she's got the rights. Put it on Spotify. Go on The Masked Singer. Ask if you can present at the Oscars.
Well, I have spent the entire day with Angela Bassett stuck in my
head. I've had Angela Bassett stuck in my head for 3 days.
Angela Bassett changed her Twitter bio to did the thing.
Right. That's the kind of lean in we want.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some of these,
the best.
I'm sure some of the women who were name dropped in it could have like... Like I said, Angela Bassett changing her Twitter bio, even if like Jamie Lee Curtis had changed her, it's like I said, it just makes me sad. I'm just glad the majority of what I saw was people laughing with her and not at her. And so
you know what she could really do to turn it around? There's one man who's looking for somebody to perform and he can't book anyone. Maybe she would be perfect for it. King Charles III is looking for a performer for his coronation, and Adele and Ed Sheeran have said no. Angela Bassett?
Why hasn't he been crowned yet? Coronated? What's the word?
I don't know. I don't know, and I don't care. I just vaguely brought it up. I'd like to move on.
I've got stuff to talk about.
Well, what?
Hey.
Hey, did you see the yesification remain to remain anonymous?
What?
Do you know who Michelle Collins is?
Yes,
you do. She tweeted a picture of somebody at the airport. And normally I would say, please do not take pictures of strangers at the airport. Please do not post on your social media strangers at the airport unless they're like, you know, wreaking havoc and causing harm. Then sure, get your camera out. But Michelle Collins posted a picture of this woman at the airport. She says, a lady at the airport brought her own personal tube of mayonnaise. I've yassified her to maintain anonymity, but she's my hero. She used the yassification filter.
I don't think I know that filter.
I'm gonna send this picture to you. It's on the Discord, in the like episode topic ideas. But I just texted you the picture.
I don't think I'm aware of this.
I think instead of a blur budget, I think all anonymity needs to be maintained via yesification. And why even give her anonymity? She needs to be celebrated. Personal tube of mayonnaise queen.
I have questions.
4 ounces.
You might
4 ounces or less.
You might be surprised to learn that I have a lot of questions.
Go.
How does she know that's a tube of mayonnaise? I've never heard about a supposed tube of mayonnaise until this moment. It also looks
like a
tube of toothpaste. Neosporin.
It's a type of little hen. What's that little hen type of thing? You can, you know what I'm saying? Doesn't that look like a little hen?
That's a croissant.
Oh, with mayo?
Are you talking about on the plate?
On the plate.
Baby, that is above and beyond. That couldn't be anything else other than a croissant. A croissant.
Okay, well, she continues and says, that she brought her own hard-boiled egg is a different conversation I'm not ready to have.
I don't believe that, because you can buy hard-boiled eggs at the airport, and I've done it.
Yeah, I've done it. I like to sprinkle any type of seasonings. Usually, they'll give you like a everything but the bagel seasoning to put on top.
I just don't believe, I'm looking at the photo, I don't believe that this is a tube of mayonnaise on account of who the fuck has ever heard of a tube of mayonnaise.
Well, what else is she squeezing out?
Neosporin, hand lotion, toothpaste.
Mm.
Who can ever be sure?
Not me.
Hey.
What?
Are you familiar with sped up versions of songs on Spotify?
No, but I can imagine what it is.
It's really, you've not noticed this. It makes me feel better that you haven't noticed this. I've noticed that artists continue, I keep seeing it in my like release radar on Spotify on the weekends. There's like, they're releasing sped up versions of their own songs. I don't.
Yeah, well, attention spans are at an all time low.
I'm just like.
What?
I just can't imagine wanting to listen to a sped up version of a song. What's wrong with some of you?
I need to do a deep dive of my own internet history of tweets and stuff, because I know I've tweeted about back in 2011 about how Bloody Mary, I personally edited it to be faster.
I will co-sign.
Talked about how this song could be a smash hit if it were sped up.
I think maybe Gaga's impact. I don't know. I've seen other artists that I like and follow releasing just sped up versions, and I'm like, is this explicitly for TikTok dances? Are people actually listening to the sped up versions? Does this count in plays for the Billboard Hot 100?
Well, it's the same thing as releasing multiple remixes. Like, all things count toward the listens. And if people are used to what it sounds like on TikTok sped up, maybe they want that when they listen to it.
I mean, I have been told by people that they listen to our episode sped up. A friend.
Now, that's dark sided.
A friend recently.
That sounds terrible.
A friend recently told me her and her husband watch shitty dating reality Netflix show at 1.5 the speed. I didn't even know you could watch Netflix shows at 1.5 the speed.
I'm trying to spread out my viewing patterns. Like, I'm not trying to get through it. I like, for the Drag Race Industrial Complex, I would never speed it up. I'm trying to like spread it out. I gotta last till next Friday.
Edging, baby. Well, that's all I had on my list.
Okay.
Well,
I was going to talk about the only other thing I was going to talk about. I had two other things. Did you see, you know who Chris Olsen is from TikTok?
I don't want to talk about that person.
Why
are we giving them the attention about
going viral?
Why are we giving liars attention?
You think it's a lie?
Yes, it's every quote tweet I saw forced onto my Twitter timeline that I didn't want to see called him a liar.
I think it's a classic case of learning the boundaries of the world in real time. I don't think he was lying. I think he's going to I think he's about to learn, like, some things are meant to be personal, but
so,
I don't think
so. Chris Olsen went on some sort of TikTok live, Instagram live, something live.
He went to the Grammys and he apparently had some type of rendezvous invitation from a gay.
But he retold this story on a live. No, that's what I'm saying.
No, he told it as a singular TikTok.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Even worse, it was planned out.
He told a 10-minute monologue about hooking up with
how he almost hooked up with a
closeted,
famous celebrity.
Not closeted. Famous celebrity. While he gave a 10-minute monologue while putting on moisturizer for 10 minutes straight.
That's TikTok, baby.
Seemed like desperado attention, needo.
Desperado. On a whole avocado. Why didn't Rihanna do that?
Hey, Rihanna's performing at the Oscars now too.
Okay. Could she not get enough? Should she not get her fill?
She said, "I'm going to show them that I'm here to dance by performing my slow ballad from Black Panther, Wakanda Forever."
Great. I sure hope Gaga performs Top Gun.
You think?
We need to put a cap on that era. She needs to put a bookend on that end so she can get into her Joker drag.
On her big war propaganda era?
Wart? What'd you say?
Her big wart.
I can't deal with if my queen had a big wart. It would be too much to handle.
Speaking of Lady Gaga...
Go on.
Have you ever heard anyone compare Ava Max to Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
Many people. Now, what are they? Asymmetrical Bob?
What are they comparing?
Pop queens doing, you know, good music.
Okay. Just checking.
And what? Have you listened to the new album? As a certified Maxinista, it is... No skips, perfect start to finish.
I listened to it. I thought all of it sounded very the same. The only one I added to my gym playlist was Last Night on Earth.
Why do you bring up Gaga?
Because I saw an article that was all... I finally got to talk to Ava Max about all those Lady Gaga comparisons, and I thought, I haven't heard one. I wasn't trying to be shady, maybe a little shady, but I haven't heard any. That's why I was asking if you heard any.
I actually had, but you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I think I had only heard that there were comparisons because when I did a project with Ava Max, I interviewed her for like a live stream.
You were both?
I think it was on my list of things not to bring up.
I thought you were both turned into giant Snickers bars together.
Classic. Loved that. Droopy, gloopy Snickers
I
bars.
I didn't mean to bring up a past trauma. I'm sorry.
Anyway, happy 400. Hey, we did it.
I think we have another hit episode on our hands.
Per usual. Here's to another 400.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll do something special at 500.
I think we should do something special for 420.
500 will be another 2 years from today.
Ish. Jesus Christ.
Plus a month.
Okay. I'll zone out and you shake me when we get there.
Okay. I usually do shake my baby.
Corey, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me watching Angela Bassett do the thing.
Yes, ma'am, Pam.
But also trying to figure out how Jamie Lee is all of us.
Okay.
Do we all love yogurt? Yeah. We all have chic wind chimes? We all have hot dog fingers?
Yeah. Hey, they're selling all the Everything Everywhere All at Once. They're auctioning off all of the like props from it. Did you see that?
Did you see they were selling Everything All at Once?
Everywhere?
Everything All at Once, Everywhere, rocks for $40.
Love that. Hopefully it goes to charity.
It's not.
Well, they're auctioning off all of the props from the movie. 100% of the proceeds go to the Laundry Workers Center, Asian Mental Health Project, and Trans Law Center. We love that.
I love that.
You can find me bidding on that raccoon chef.
Oh my God, wait. I do want that raccoon chef hat thing, critter.
Well, the link is in the chat.
Okay, I'm on it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you.